I have a job to do, I said at last. She smiled gently. I hate it, I continued. I thought about the men whose images had come to me so often over the years. Tom Paine and other Revolutionary War heroes, pirates and frontiersmen. They stood at the edges, not in the middle. They had taken stands and lived with the consequences. Every day I come to hate my job a little more. She took my hand. Your job? Our eyes met and held. I understood the implication. Myself. She squeezed my hand and nodded slowly. I felt an immediate sense of relief just admitting it. What will you do, John? I had no answer. The relief turned into defensiveness. I stammered out the standard justifications, that I was trying to do good, that I was exploring ways to change the system from within, and the old standby, that if I quit, someone even worse would fill my shoes. But I could see from the way she watched me that she was not buying it. Even worse, I knew that I was not buying it either. She had forced me to understand the essential truth. It was not my job, but me that was to blame. What about you? I asked at last. What do you believe? She gave a little sigh and released my hand, asking, You trying to change the subject? I nodded. Okay, she agreed, under one condition, that we'll return to it another day. She picked up a spoon and appeared to examine it. I know that some of the guerrillas have trained in Russia and China. She lowered the spoon into her café con leche, stirred, and then slowly licked the spoon. What else can they do? They need to learn about modern weapons and how to fight the soldiers who've gone through your schools. Sometimes they sell cocaine in order to raise money for supplies. How else can they buy guns? They're up against terrible odds. Your World Bank doesn't help them defend themselves. In fact, it forces them into this position. She took a sip of coffee. I believe their cause is just. The electricity will help only a few, the wealthiest Colombians, and thousands will die because the fish and water are poisoned after you build that dam of yours. Hearing her speak so compassionately about the people who opposed us, me, caused my flesh to crawl. I found myself clawing at my forearms. How do you know so much about the guerrillas? Even as I asked it, I had a sinking feeling, a premonition that I did not want to know the answer. I went to school with some of them, she said. She hesitated, pushed her cup away. My brother joined the movement. There it was. I felt absolutely deflated. I thought I knew all about her, but this... I had the fleeting image of a man coming home to find his wife in bed with another man. How come you never told me? Seemed irrelevant. Why would I? It isn't something I brag about. She paused. I haven't seen him for 2 years. He has to be very careful. How do you know he's alive? I don't, except recently the government put him on a wanted list. That's a good sign. I was fighting the urge to be judgmental or defensive. I hoped she could not discern my jealousy.